I had asked you sort of about your vision of where Rockland should be in 10 or 20 years, and I didn't know if anybody wanted to weigh in on that before we got too far into this.
You said let's talk about the process. Let's talk about
Sure.
We haven't even really begun.
Okay.
But are you or aren't you on the committee?
I am appointed to the committee, yes. I am on the committee. I am on the committee, but I may, just by my very nature, step back sometimes from voting if it looks like it's... But I don't even think... ideally, this is not... There's very few things that we're going to wind up voting on, per se, that, you know, we'll go around the table and everybody will say, yeah, I can live with that. I was also talking to Julie about this. The concept of ranked choice voting is all about compromise. Is everybody lays out on the table without fear of repercussions, says, this is what I believe. This is what I want. And everybody says, oh, gosh, you're the only one who feels that way. And you sort of work it down from being, you know, your number one choice on where we all think it should be to we all get close to agreeing on our number two choice, and on our number three choice, we all agree to completely. So I sort of, I don't see it. Yes, I will be voting if it's necessary. But, yeah.
Ed, would it be helpful if folks think about process to know what process was outlined in our grant proposal to marine resources? Because maybe that'll provide a framework that you can all
could we even
work
back
around.
Up further than
sure.
That?
Sure.
And ask, what did the city council ask for from us?
I think it basically is a revision of the harbor use plan.
And the harbor use plan was a appendix or is an appendix to the comprehensive plan and outlines the diverse uses in the harbor and goals associated with them.
And the comprehensive plan, if you also have that, is basically a rewrite of that. But I'd like to see us, because it sort of flows after the same thing, there are things in there about welcoming cruise ships, and I'd like to see what strategies we come up with as a community in 2018 rather than what they did in 2002.
My feeling is that is our charge, is because this is 2002. This one is 1995. It's time. Times have changed since these were produced. So, yeah.
Is there anybody here who's on the comprehensive? You're on the comprehensive. No? I think there's some people from the comprehensive committee who are supposed to be here, aren't there?
I think Jim Kallick was the one that
okay. Maybe we'll ask them.
From comps, and I don't know who their designee is.
Well, maybe we'll ask them if they want to provide somebody else.
I believe they meet on Thursday. So.
I thought there was one from comps.
Yeah, well, it was Jim Kallick was supposed to be the one.
So the names I have are Ed, Richard Whitman. He's the
Harbor
Management Commission, right? David, John, Jen Rockwell, who's from REDAC, as is John. That's the Economic Development Advisory Committee. Jim Kallick, who I believe isn't participating after all. David, Lynn. David Troop, who is with the Farnsworth.
Yeah.
Christos, is it Kalivas? Kalivas?
Yep. Kalivas.
Thank you, Casey and Celia. Unless you've added anybody since then, I think this was really
That's probably plenty of people.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's good. We've got Jen, who sort of represents Main Street. She can't be here tonight. I talked to her today.
Okay.
She can't be here tonight either. They got overwhelmed by the Viking ship.
How bad?
Yeah. I mean, really.
The Viking ship is a case in point about what strategies we want to encourage in town. The public landing charges money for vessels to tie up there. We could put in this plan that, no, when something like that wants to come into Rockland, it should be welcomed, you know, if a school ship, if a square rigger wants to come in at the public landing, that's part of the public access thing, is get people down to the water. It may be that it's just understood as part of this policy that we don't charge them any money. So it doesn't have to come to the city council every single time. You know, I mean, that's the kind of thing that we can address, too.
That was on my list, actually. Something like that.
Yeah.
Like an educational exam.
Right. Well, absolutely.
Yeah. And that really turned out to be quite an educational...
Matt says that what'd you say, about 6,000 people crossed over here in the last 3 days?
It's not over.
Wow. I think it's over. It's more than a cruise ship.
People.
Wow. Yeah. And there were, not just you, but on that subject too, because I was volunteering with the people down on the dock, and I just had so many citizens coming up and saying, are we still allowed to look at it even though we're not buying a ticket? And I'm like, well, it's the public landing. You're more than free to just walk down and see it. I mean, but, you know, we need to make sure that people know that's okay.
Yeah. I mean, so that's some of the policy choices we can be looking at.
Yep.
And we have to look at infrastructure. So, for instance, you know, I had no idea that there would be that many people. Our bathrooms took a licking.
Yep.
So.
Oh, yeah, infrastructure is right up there as, you know, one of the top five things that if we're going to have public access.
It's great if we want all this stuff.
Yeah.
But if you don't have the proper facilities to turn people away.
And the next part...
Did they put any porta-potties in?
Yeah, there was three or four.
Yeah, I thought there was...
Yeah. That wasn't from them, though.
Oh, it wasn't?
No, it was simply because the Lobster Festival was...
So those are going to arrive today, then?
Yep. And on top of that...
Great.
Normally we have two porta-potties out back, but they pull them during the fairs.
Oh.
Well, so you'll have a lot coming
honestly,
Thursday.
Honestly, I was thinking 1,000 people.
Oh, right.
You know, I had no idea that there was going to be 6,000 people showing up.
And I think there's, as you say, Ed, there were several cases in point that we can look at the last few days with the Viking ship and say, how in the world do we predict where the harbor is going? You know, they didn't know in 1995 or 2002, could not have predicted all the demands. And being able to keep the harbor healthy and keep it useful... I listened to, as many people did, the captain of the Viking ship when he came on. One of the things he said was he actually called them crab pots, but you know, there's a lot of lobster traps to work his way through just to tie up. And you know, what happened today with the perfect storm of several things happening simultaneously on the land, you know, I look out and I think, wow. I mean, this is on land. Look at all that could happen in the 4 miles across and then inland to that harbor, and all the demand that's being placed on the harbor. How do we kind of know what's going to be happening over the next 20 years and account for that so that we don't end up with, we don't have enough toilets? Well, there's a whole lot of things we could end up not having enough of.
Mm. Sometimes you can't predict it. You just have to learn, roll with it, and figure out how to deal with it. But
when you predict the future of the harbor,
yeah.
I suggest we adjourn, go home and think very hard about how we predict the next 2 decades. I'd like some insight into that. I'd be fascinated.
Well, it may be, because that's exactly what I was thinking, is maybe we don't predict what happens in 10 years. We just try to predict what we need to do in 5 years. If it just stays the way it is, we know we need more porta-potties there. We need more bathrooms at the public landing. We know we need more bathrooms at the breakwater.
We know we need infrastructure investment.
We know we need infrastructure. The strategy, though, is how do we afford a new public landing? You know, where does that money come from? Does it come from bonding? Does it come from... I mean, those are the strategies we have to talk about. It's not just... I think we'll all agree we need a new public landing. That one was built in 1935. It should be a focal point of the community, but how do you afford to build a new one? Those are just...
Didn't we already have a committee that we looked at doing that? I was on it. What was that like? We had harbor restructuring committee.
Yes, we have the harbor restructure with a place to put a new public restroom, a place to put, you know, we've also have plans on the board for what a public landing would look like, but we don't know how we pay for it.
Right, I think that was always the problem.
Yeah. And maybe that's the kind of strategies we look at. You know, I mean, they dovetail. I know this is the problem of one of the ways to pay for it is by charging passengers from cruise ships. Is that something that's acceptable? Is there another way to do it? I don't know. That's what we're all here for.